Start Your Day the Tour Away, Northwest London, Thursday the 28th. Thursday the 28th of May, Hey Sivan, Tav Shin Pei, Rabbi Chaim Gross, Big Satira, What Was Rashi Doing? So good morning to all of you out there. Sorry that I'm speaking on Start Your Day and I'm not seeing your faces and you in person, but we'll do our best on this Erev Shavuos to, despite the circumstances, share some Torah nonetheless. And in Yitz Hashem, I'll be able to see you all in person again soon. So as the share title indicates, we'll start with a very puzzling Maisa, which Rashi's Talmidim reported that Rashi himself would do, which goes as follows. The Rashba in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis reports that Rashi would wake up in the morning and he would learn in his house. When he would learn in his house, he would say Birkas Hatorah. And then when he came to shul, having left his house, he would say Birkas Hatorah again for a second time. And the Talmidim, or Rashi himself, brought a raya to the fact that it's okay to say Birkas Hatorah a second time when he arrived in shul, from the fact that a person is Oyele the Torah on a Monday or a Thursday or on a Shabbos, he's able to say Birkas Hatorah when he's Oyele the Torah, Asher Baruch Avadu, even though he'd already said Birkas Hatorah that morning. Ad Kan Divrei Rashi v'Talmidav. So Rashi would be Mevarach Birkas Hatorah at home before he learned, come to shul, be Mevarach Birkas Hatorah again, and they brought a raya to the common sense or the kashrus of Rashi's minag, and the fact that when a person's oyel the Torah on the days of Kriyas HaTorah, despite having been mevarech Birkas HaTorah already in the morning, that person's nevertheless mevarech on the Torah Birkas HaTorah again. That's the puzzling maisa of Rashi, which we hope to unlock and do a bit more today. Now, why is the maisa puzzling? So Tosfos, their report Hashem Tosfos, asked the following kasha on Rashi. I mean, the justification which was given for Rashi's minhag was not that between learning at home and coming to shul, there was a hesek in the kiyum hamitzvah. That doesn't appear bichlal in the Talmidim's report of what Rashi did, that having learned at home, now he's journeyed to shul, and there was some kind of hesek in the mitzvah's limud. That doesn't appear bichlal as a justification. So it doesn't seem that Rashi held there was a hesek in his kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah, having learned at home before going to shul. Elamai, Tosfos asks, Rashi doesn't hold as a hesek. So what's the justification over here? The justification for Rashi being mevarach again is because in Birkas, when a person's oyel the Torah on Sheni, Chamishi, and Shabbos, they're mevarach again despite having mevarach Birkas the Torah in the morning. Frank Tosfos, well, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah b'Tzibur, there is a special takana miuchedes that person, there's a certain amount of people who are oyle, and there's oyle that's supposed to be mevarech. That's a special takanas chazal. So how can Rashi bring a raya from the special takanas chazal of being mevarech before a kriyas HaTorah on the Sheni, Chamish, and the Shabbos to what he did, where he simply was mevarech Birkas HaTorah at home and came to shul and mevarech Birkas HaTorah again? What shaychet does that have to the takanas chazal to mevarech before being oyle the Torah on Sheni, Chamish, and the Shabbos? But b'nusach acher, what exactly was mechayev Rashi to mevarech once again when he came to shul? Hare, there wasn't a hefsek. There's no mention of a hefsek in the reports of what Rashi did. Seemingly, he was the Birkas HaTorah in the morning of kiyum hamitzvah. There was no hefsek. So what exactly prompted, what was mechayev Rashi to mevarech Birkas HaTorah again? This is the great mystery surrounding the minhag of Rashi as reported by the Rashba in Brachas. So that's what we're going to try to unlock a little bit today. How exactly are we going to be Miyashim Rashi? So we'll say as a note of Hagdama the following kasha. Birkas HaTorah appears in Simon Mem Zayin Arachayim. Now right at the end of that Simon, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, a very straight, simple psak in a few words, the Nashim Mavarachos Birkas HaTorah. In other words, says the Shulchan Aruch, women are mechuyavos to mevarech Birkas HaTorah. And here, the whole rabbinic world, so to speak, goes to town. Why is the Shulchan Aruch puffing this way? I will explain the problem. Harei, mefurish in the Gemara and Kedushin, the women are not mechuyavos in learning Torah, in mitzvot Talmud Torah. The Gemara learns this from the pasuk. It says, "V'limalatim esames b'neichem." The Gemara deresh b'neichem v'lo b'neiseichem. So it's a drasha Gemara lekule alma. The noshim are not mechuyavos in mitzvot Talmud Torah. So, albeit, and this is an important point to note, women are mechuyav to know all halachas which are pertaining to their Jewish life. There's no chiyuv of learning Torah. That's leis manda palig, a din muskam in the Gemara. And therefore, let's analyze the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Noshim are mevarachis derech la Torah. So they're not mechuyavos in this mitzvah. And haray, as you know, the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to mitzvahs which women are not mechuyavos in, is that while they're allowed to do those mitzvahs, for example, shofar, lulav, they are not mevarech on those mitzvahs. That's a whole discussion that was shown, and why not that way? Bekitzer, simply speaking, because they can't say the nusach of v'tzivanu if they're not mechuyav. They can't say the nusach of v'tzivanu if they're not mechuyav in the mitzvah. So now the Ashkenazim disagree with that. But le'inyan eilu, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that when it comes to a mitzvah, which women are not mechuyev in, they can do the mitzvah b'tzuras einam mitzvah v'oiser, but they are not allowed to be mevarech. Okay, that is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, Frick develops. Everyone asks over here, why is the mechaber taskening that women are mevarech b'tzuras v'oiser? Hello, it's mefurish. So they're not mechuyavos in Birkas HaTorah. In my high, they're being mevarech. Why is this different to any other mitzvah which they're not mechuyav in, which is Shulchan Aruch himself, paskins, they're not mevarech on? Now that's the tamiya on the Shulchan Aruch. The Adkidekach, the Gra, when he asks this question on the Shulchan Aruch, he brings others who try to answer this question. He says, Krak HaTzavach, the pasuk screams, B'neichem v'lo b'neiseichem, how on earth can the Shulchan Aruch, Lishi Tassoi, explain that the Pasuk and they are Mavarachos, Levarach, Bechdatera. And therefore the Goyim can't really understand, so to speak, the Shulchan Aruch Psak in the Shulchan Aruch's own Shita. In the Shita of the Ashkenazim, that women are Mavarach, or mitzvahs, which they're not Mechuyvin, which they are doing, Derech, Ein of Tzimah Va'isa, we could understand the Shulchan Aruch Psak, but he himself doesn't ask it that way, but they're not supposed to be Mavarach if they're not Mechuyvin a mitzvah. And therefore, the Goyim, so to speak, can't find a Hatzdaka within the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch himself to explain this puzzling stuff at the end of Siman Mem Zayin. What are we going to do with that kasha? Okay, so far we've really asked two kashas. We've sent over Tosafot's kasha. What was Rashi doing? Where was the Mechayev to say, and you made the Torah when you came to Shul? Hooray, it's not much, but there was a Hefsek from his original bracha when he learned at home. Aleph and Beis. What's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, Lishitasoi, what's pshat in the Pesach, the Nashim of Mavarach is Birkas HaTorah, Halo them Pata from Mitzvahs, Talmud Torah. So at this point, steps in Beit Brisk, so to speak. There was a Yesoid which the Brisk Gerov sent over, Hashem, his father of Chaim, which is going to help us tremendously with the second question and perhaps with the first. The Brisk HaRav said the following insight in Birkas HaTorah. Not the Brisk HaRav, Birkas HaTorah is not, it's not, it's absolutely not Birkas HaMitzvahs. When you make a bracha on Shofar, when you make a bracha on Lulav, when you make a bracha on other mitzvahs, that's Birkas HaMitzvahs. When it comes to Birkas HaTorah, the gedder of Birkas HaTorah is not Birkas HaMitzvahs. What is it? So the nusach of the Brisk HaRav, or how they report the Brisk HaRav, is, and we'll try, I've been thinking many years to try to understand properly exactly what the Brisk HaRav meant, is that the chesed of Torah is voy bracha. Torah, voy bracha. Which means to say, when a person comes along and he makes a bracha, when he makes his Birkas HaTorah in the morning, that bracha is not the preparation for the kiyum of the mitzvah. Normally speaking, a person who's mechuyev in a mitzvah makes a bracha before being mekayim a mitzvah. That's Birkas HaMitzvah. The Brisk HaRav is not the way. Rather, pshat is that the chesed of Torah, Torah itself, Torah in all of its hashivas, a person interacts with the Torah regardless if it's Kiyam Vechiv or not Kiyam Vechiv, that's not what's going on over here. A person's interacting, he's Mishyachet, he's interacting with the Torah. The Chesed Shel Torah Boi Bracha. The Birkas of Torah is not because a person's going to be Mekayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's not the Get of the Bracha. The Get of the Bracha is the Chesed Shel Torah Boi Bracha. Okay? We don't really find another example of such a thing. It's not really a Birkas HaShvach. Birkas HaShvach is when some thunder comes along, and as a response to the thunder, that's an opportunity to invite the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the wonderful Briah that he created. Over here, it sounds like a different thing. The Torah Boi Bracha, a person's Mishyachet in the Torah, when he's been Mekhaim Mitzvah or not been Mekhaim Mitzvah, that's the Mekhaim in Birkas HaTorah. That's how the Brit Gerov, the Shemesh father of Chaim, understood the Gedder of Birkas HaTorah. Now, if that's true, that's tremendously helpful with understanding the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Sidur Mem Zayin. And the Shulchan Aruch said that Nashim are Mechuyavos in Birkas HaTorah, and the Oilam screams at the Shulchan Aruch, how can you say such a thing? How are they not Mechuyav? The answer is, Ein Achinami. This bracha is not a bracha which is coming. The Mechayim in this bracha is not the fact that the person is being Mechayim in Mitzvah. That's not the Mechayim in the bracha. The Mechayim in the bracha is the person interacting with the Torah, the Chesed Shel Torah, Torah Boi Bracha. It's a different type of bracha. So even though it's a clear din in the Gemara that women are not Mechayavos in Mitzvah Talmud Torah, but they're definitely not, these are the words of the Brit Gerov himself, they're not Mufka from the Chesed of Torah. Hooray, they have to open up a Shulchan Aruch or a Kitzel Sefer, whatever they'll do. They have to open up Sfarim and learn Halachas. They're not mufka from Torah and Gansen, even if they're not mechuyev, even if they're not obligated in the midst of Talmud Torah, they're certainly not completely detached from the Torah. And therefore, that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch holds Ba'alma, that when a person is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, they don't look very nice when it comes to Birkas the mitzvahs. But according to the Brit Gerov, Birkas the Torah is not Birkas the mitzvahs, it's brach on the Chesed Shel Torah. The Chesed Shel Torah, women never have a shaychus to, and that explains from the Chabad Sark, why Nashim Amavarchos Birkas HaTorah. Now you might ask a question, this warp in the Brit Gerov, the Birkas HaTorah is not Birkas HaMitzvah, the Bracha of the Chesed Shel Torah, that's a little bit tricky. Haray, the Bracha is, Hashem Yishan, this is something to the last soak with Divrei Torah. Last soak with Divrei Torah sounds in the Nusach of the Bracha that we're actually very much interested over here in the Kiyum of the Mitzvah, in the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So, on that already, we have a little bit of help from our friends. The riff, which the on the side of the Gemara in Bracha Staf Yod Aleph Amud Beis, you'll see the Mitzvah that the Gifts are riff is not lastly the Divrei Torah, rather Al Divrei Torah, which of course is very nicely according to this Mahalach. The Nusach of the Bracha, according to the riff, is not that Sheikh Shabbos was a Mitzvah Tzivan or lastly the Divrei Torah, which is very clear that Birkas HaMitzvahs, rather Al Divrei Torah. The person being Varach is the Divrei Torah Lefana, or the Fina Shulchan Aruch, Lefanea. Yeah? That's the therefore that Nusach makes to us a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch himself, Paskins, which makes good sense to us, he Paskins that the Nusach should be like the Rif of Al Divrei Torah, rather than at last week with Divrei Torah. Okay? So, vis-a-vis this Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Sim Mem Zayin, how come Nashim and the Varach is the Torah, the Yisrael of Ritz Gerov, Hashem Aviv, Hagen Rechayim is extremely helpful and will borrow some assistance from the Rish Girsa in Al Divrei Torah. Now, there's other things we can also gain from the Brit Gerov's new understanding that the bracha Birkas HaTorah is not Birkas HaMitzvah, it's the bracha on the Chesed Shel Torah, which goes as follows. In the Gemara bracha of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, there's a four-way machlokes amarayim. What type of learning is mechayev Birkas HaTorah? And the Gemara's starting position is that Birkas HaTorah, the first Amora holds, that Birkas HaTorah should only be said when a person comes to learn Pesukim.
The second Amora holds, that Birkas HaTorah is said not just on Pesukim, even when a person learns Midrash. Third Amora holds, Birkas HaTorah is said even when a person learns Mishnah. Now, the pshat that the Rishonim explained in the Gemara is that the reason why Pesukim are the first port of call to Mechayev Birkas HaTorah is because Mikra contains Pesukim. And the Amora who holds even Midrash is because Midrash darshens those Pesukim. And the third Amora holds that Mishnah also needs Birkas HaTorah is because Mishnah also brings down and analyzes paskins, dinim, which are brought in psukim. And finally, the fourth amoyer in the Gemara, Rava lefi the geirus that we have, holds af le Talmud tzarich levarach, even Talmud. So some mafarshim explain that it seems like at this point the Gemara in Yudalef Amud Beis did an about turn and finally understood what's the reason why Talmud needs a bracha, because Ika limud hatera is Talmud. Going to see any yeshiva, what they learn, and they're learning Talmud, Torah Shel Peh. That's the Ika limud hatera, and that's why it needs a bracha. However, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in brachas bring down that's not the pshat. In the same way, the first three Amorayim held that the mechayev in Birkat Torah is the fact you're saying over or analyzing pesukim. Even the fourth Amoyer holds after Talmud Sarach Levarech. It's not because the Ika Mitzvah Torah is learning Talmud, but rather because so too a person who learns Talmud will also come across Darshan and understand the Psukim Toch Kadei, the Limud HaTalmud. Which means from the beginning to the end of the Gemara, it sounds like the Mechayev in Birkat Torah is your closeness to Psukim. So Lulei, without the Torah of the Briskarov, this Gemara is very, very difficult to understand. Why should the Ikka Mechayev and Birkat Torah be analyzing Pesukim? Halo Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is the Ikka learning the Talmud, which according to Rabbeinu Yonah was just an afterthought at the end of the Gemara. The biggest Chiddush is that a person, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, explaining the Gemara, would say Birkat Torah on learning Talmud. That's a Chiddush. According to the Briska Rav, however, it's Muvan Heitiv, it's well understood that the Ikka Chetza Shel Torah, the Chashivas of Torah, as Nitzan Bahar Sinai, are the Pesukim themselves. And so if you want to know who is the first candidate to say a brach on the Chetza Shel Torah, well, the main Chetza Shel Torah is the Pesukim. And that therefore explains this unfolding analysis in the Machlokes analysis in the Gemara, brach of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. What's most likely to have Birkat HaTorah, we understand that the Pesukim, or analyze the Pesukim, Ad Kedei Kach, even Talmud, should have Birkat HaTorah. That's one major gain we see from the Torah of the Briska Rav. Another point which the Briska Rav himself points out, which we gain through this new understanding of the Gedder of Birkat HaTorah, that's a brach on the Chesed Shel Mitzvah, is the famous Kasha of the Turei Evin on the Gemara in Megillah, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara Megillah paskins hakol oile leminyan shiva, or at least meika hadin. When it comes to Shabbos and there are seven aliyahs in the Torah, hakol oile leminyan shiva, anyone can be oile to one of those seven aliyahs, even an isha, even a kotan, even an isha can be oile to minyan shiva. The Gemara afterwards says that's not done, practically speaking, because of Cheshbonus calculations of Kavod HaTzibur. Now, the way that Tosfos understands the Gemara over there in Megillah is that the Isha can even be Oila to the last of the seven Aliyahs. And there was a certain point when only the first Oile and the last Oile would say the Brachas before the Torah, the first Oile, Asher Bachar Banu, and the last Oile would say Asher Nosan Lanu. So the way Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara, as the Torah Evin brings, is the Isha can be the last of the seven Aliyahs, which means she can be Mevarech Asher Nosan Lanu after her Aliyah. Frey the Torah Evin, how on earth could the Gemara hold of this? And the only reason why this is not done is because of the Cheshbonus of Kavod HaTzibur. Hare, a woman is not Mechuyeves in Talmud Torah. And the Klal is, Kol She'ena Mechuyev Badava, a person is not Mechuyev, can't be Moitzi Acherim, all the men who are there, who are, yes, Mechuyavim in Talmud Torah, Yidei Choyvason. How can this lady, who's Oile, the last of the Shiva, make a bracha, given that she's not Mechuyavis in Talmud Torah, and be Moitzi, the people in the Tibur, who are, yes, Mechuyav in Talmud Torah? Ad Kan Kushis HaTorei Evin. This is the Torei Evin's Kasha. Says the Briska Rav, according to his Yesoid, it's more than understandable, the Gemara. When the woman who's Oile as a seventh, again, were it not for the Cheshbon of Kavod HaTzibur, when she's Mevarach Asher Nosan Lanu, she's not doing so, b'teiras a bracha on the kiyum of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, that now the Tzibur had just read Talmud Torah Barabim, and through that they've been Mekayim the Mitzvah. It might be true that the Tzibur were Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah Barabim, but that's not the Gedah of her Bracha, her Birkas HaTorah La'achareya. The Gedah of her Birkas HaTorah, like the Briska Rav said, is it's a Bracha on the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah. And a Bracha on the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah, in the same way that men, regardless of their Chiyuv Limud, are Shayach to the Chefetz Shal Torah, so too, women, which is what we said to be Yasha the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch at the end of Sermon Menzayim, are also Mukhuyavois, or they're also Shayachois. They're also Shayachos, they are Shayach to the Chesed Shel Torah, and therefore she is Mukhuyav in the Birkas HaTorah, and she's able to be Motzi Achei Yedei Chovasan. Those who want might also find another remes to the Briska Rov's new understanding of Birkas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachas of Chaf Aleph brings Makor for Birkas HaTorah, who are pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel Le'elokeinu. The Marsha understands what's the Gemara's Raya to Birkas HaTorah from that pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was going to say Shira, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, the Shem Hashem Ekra is a reference to the Torah, which as the Ramban says, is Kulo Shemois of Shalakodesh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is a Shem Hashem. When I'm Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Havu Goydel, you or I will do a Havu Goydel. The Birkas HaTorah is Begeda Havu Goydel. Now a standard Birkas HaMitzvahs is done, the Rishonim say, as a preparation to get into the mindset of doing the mitzvah. And over here, the Makor of Birkas HaTorah, which according to the Mishnah Berurah says, Rav Poskim hold is Deraisa, the Ramban is actually at the top of that list, the Ramban brings his passing as his Birkas HaTorah is Deraisa. It doesn't sound like it's a standard Birkas HaMitzvah is getting you ready. It's rather b'derech Havu Goydel. Perhaps that fits with the Briska Rov, that this bracha is on the chosh of a Chefetz Shel Torah. That demands the Torah boy bracha. Go and do a Havu Goydel when you've got the Chefetz Shel Torah in front of you. With all of that said, let's now go back to Rashi. The Talmidim and the Briska Rov understand that with this new understanding of the Chefetz Shel Torah in mind, that will explain what Rashi was doing. Rashi learned at home and said Birkas HaTorah. He came to shul again and he said Birkas HaTorah, and they brought a riot from the fact that when a person's oile to the Torah, despite the fact that he was mavarach Birkas HaTorah first thing in the morning, he's still mavarach when he's oile for his aliyah. And the question was asked, well, that's very nice. There's a mechayev of Takanas Chazal to mavarach Birkas HaTorah when you're oile. What's that got to do with the fact that when Rashi came to shul, he was mavarach again? So here, I don't have really a full understanding of how this completes the picture, but what we have to say is that when Rashi came to shul, somehow there was a new pun, a new facet in this Chefetz Shel Torah which demanded a bracha. In the same way that when a person's oile to the Torah, there's a new facet, a new pun of Torah, a new pun of the Chefetz Shel Torah which demands a bracha. Perhaps it's Limud HaTorah, as we said a few minutes ago. The Limud HaTorah Barabim is a new pun in the Chefetz Shel Torah, a new facet which demands a new bracha. When Rashi came to shul, he wasn't making a Birkas HaMitzvahs, as we said right at the beginning. There's no hint there was any kind of hefsek in his Limud HaTorah when he was at home. But rather, when Rashi came to shul, perhaps there was a new facet in the Chefetz Shel Torah. Maybe he's now come to a Makom Tzibur and he's learning Torah over there. Or perhaps, which if you look well in the reports of Rashi, he said this Birkas HaTorah when he was about to read the Parshas HaKorbanos. Maybe the Parshas HaKorbanos is a new facet of Torah. But anyway, this Torah of the Briska Rov at least gives us the beginnings of being able to try to work out some kind of solution to what Rashi was doing. Okay, now an important note to make is that as we've seen already, this understanding of the Briska Rov, that the Birkas HaTorah is a brach on the Chefetz Shel Torah, is not agreed upon by everyone. It's not a davar muskam. As we said, the Goyin, when he asked on the Shulchan Aruch with Noshim, said, how can this be that the Mechaber L'shitasoi is saying they should mevarach Birkas HaTorah? His shita is that women are not mevarach on mitzvahs which they are not obligated in. So you see from the Goyin's kasha, he understood that the Birkas HaTorah was a bracha on mitzvahs. He said this should be no different to Sukkah and Lulav, where Ashkenazi ladies are mavarach on that mitzvah. But over here, the Shitas HaShulchan Aruch, they're not mavarach on mitzvahs. So you see from the Goyin very clearly, he has a different understanding to the Brisker of. He holds the Birkas HaTorah is a bracha on the mitzvah, not this new understanding, it's a bracha on the Chefs HaShal Torah. And this kivun in the Mefarshim, the Birkas HaTorah is not like the Brisker Rav said, a bracha on the Chefs HaShal Mitzvah, but rather it stands the Birkas HaMitzvahs, it's Mefarsh in the Rashba. The Rashba at the end of Chelek Zayin is asked an innocent question by the Shoel. The Shoel asks the Rashba, why is it that when a person learns Torah, normally speaking, they make a bracha beforehand in the morning, they don't make a bracha when they finish learning Torah? An innocent question from the Shoel. And I'll read you the Rashba's response in one line. Teshuvah, Kriyas HaTorah mitzvahi, ve'ein mevarchin ala mitzvois la'achareihem. And afterwards the Rashba brings proof. Kriyas HaTorah, meaning Limud HaTorah, is a mitzvah. And we are not mevarech or mitzvahs after we finish them. Black and white in the Rashba, the together of Birkas HaTorah is Birkas HaMitzvahs. It could be, if you like, that's why the Rashba was the one who reported this kasha on Rashi, which we tried to use the Torah of the Brisker on to Mimiyashiv. The Rashba, the Shitasa, understands the Birkas HaTorah is standard Birkas HaMitzvahs. Those who want to develop this machlokes, mefarshim, rishonim, about whether Birkas HaTorah is like the Brisker Rav said, a brach on the Chefs HaShal Torah, or like we're seeing in the Goyin and the Rashba, Birkas HaMitzvahs, could actually find three Mekoros between the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyin. The Shulchan Aruch, remember, was the one who used the Nusach of Al Divrei Torah, who the Brisker Rav pinned his vort from the Pesach about Noshim at the end of Simon Mem Zayin on the Shulchan Aruch. We can find three places where the Shulchan Aruch, using the understanding of the Brisker Rav, holds it's a brach on the Chefs HaShal Torah, whereas the Vilna Goyin understands it's a brach on the mitzvahs. First of all, we have the machlokes about whether Noshim Mevarachas Birkas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch, they are Mevarachas Birkas HaTorah, and according to the Goyin, they are not Mevarach Birkas HaTorah. We have as well, which is a nice fit, two other places where we find this machlokes playing out. At the end of Simon Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch discusses whether a person should mevarech Birkas HaTorah when they say psukim in the course of their tefillah derech tachnunim. Ask, is psukim derech tachnunim mechayev Birkas HaTorah or not? So the Shulchan Aruch brings two dayas, and his natir is ein lahakel. Even though when a person says derech tachnunim, he is not mechayev mitzvah Talmud Torah, nevertheless, ein lahakel. And he's noiter, you nevertheless need to say Birkas HaTorah. Whereas the Ramah says that the minag is not mevarach Birkas HaTorah when you're saying psukim derech tachnunim. And the Vilna Goyin comes and gives a stamp of approval to the Ramah's psak. So if you think about it, once again, each one over here is l'shitasoi. The Shulchan Aruch understands, according to the Brisker Rav, that the Birkas HaTorah is a bracha on the Chefs HaShal Torah. So psukim derech tachnunim are still psukim. That's still a Chefs HaShal Torah. Those are the impressive psukim of the Torah. So even though they're not being said in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, nevertheless, those demand Birkas HaTorah. Whereas the Ramah, approved of by the Goyin, says the minhag is not to say, because derech tachnunim might be psukim, but you're not being mekayim a mitzvah, and Birkas HaTorah is a bracha on the kiyum of a mitzvah, and therefore, says the Goyin, what is not mebarech Birkas HaTorah when saying psukim derech tachnunim. And the last of the three places where you see the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, each one playing himself out, l'shitasoi, actually comes in a reverse situation where the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel and the Vilna Goyin is Mechayev HaBracha. What's that? In Simon Mem Zayin, Sif Dalet, there the Shulchan Aruch says, a person who's Maharher, he just thinks about Divrei Torah, doesn't need to be Mevarech Birkas HaTorah. And the Goyin screams, so to speak, how can that be? Hare, the pasuk in Yeshua says, v'higisa ba yomem v'layla. You should toil in them yomem v'layla. V'higisa yomem v'layla. Says the guy, what does v'higisa mean? So he brings a raya for one of the things, a very nice raya, for one of the things we say in tefillah. Hegioin libi. Higisa, hegioin, takes place with a lave. Hegioin libi. Says the guy, I see from that, you could be mekayim, perhaps the ikakim, the Gisa Boyom of Alayla is thinking about Divrei Torah. So of course, if thinking about Divrei Torah is a kiyum of the mitzvah, For sure, says the Goyin, you need to mubarech deks atera. You'll be mekayim mitzvah atera. What does the Shulchan Aruch hold? Does the Shulchan Aruch l'shitasoi? It might be true that hirhor on divrei Torah, thinking about Torah, is a key of the mitzvah, but the bracha is a bracha on the chefzah shal mitzvah. And we can understand what's considered a chefzah shal mitzvah, reading words of Torah, psukim, other words of Torah, perhaps after the Talmud, because it brings the psukim, but it's reading words of Torah, that's called the chefzah shal Torah. Just thinking about divrei Torah, that's not called relating, being mityaches to divrei Torah lefanenu. That's just thinking in Torah. Albeit one is mekayim, a mitzvah, that's not considered the chesed shel Torah, which is boy bracha. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch over here is not mekayim a bracha, whereas the Vilna Gaon, lishitaso, is mekayim a bracha. That's a nice lishitaso between the Shulchan Aruch, alpi the understanding of the Briska Rav, and the Vilna Gaon, who, like the Rashba, seems to go with a straight understanding that birkas Torah is a straight birkas of mitzvahs. By time Yitz Hashem, we shall once again be united, and we should be safe and well. Gantz Klal Yisrael should be safe and well, and move on to happier and healthy times. I wish you all a good Yom Tov Shavuos, which recalls back in the day the first time that Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mezakeh Klal Yisrael with this wonderful Chesed Shel Torah, which we learn until this day. I wish you all a good Yom Tov, Kol Tov.